Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 37. Don't think your sufferings are in vain or pointless. Millions of people don't know what to live for. All they can think of is entertainment, eating, drinking, anything to relieve the boredom and emptiness of life. Paul says in Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 18, they have their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart. Now comes the good news of Christ, which assures us that there is meaning to the present life. It is the prelude to eternal life in happiness and righteousness. Every day that the Lord gives us is a new opportunity to prepare to meet our Creator and our Redeemer. If you were to meet the head of a country, you would want to prepare. Well, you most definitely have an appointment to meet your Creator and Redeemer face to face, the greatest moment of your life, the apex toward which every day of your life has been pointing. Have you ever thought that the sufferings you have been called to endure are a preparation for that moment? When you at last look into the face of the Son of God, you are going to see a face that registers His experience of suffering endured for your sake. If you have never suffered in union with Him, you will be ashamed in that day. Do not think that your sufferings are in vain, or are pointless. When you do see Jesus face to face, immediately you will catch in His eyes the recognition. You will feel that He has known you every moment of your life, and yes, you have known Him too. There will be an instant recognition of camaraderie, of fellowship. He will say to you, "We have been together in our sufferings. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That's going to be your eternal joy. So when you ask about your sufferings, "Why me?" remember that good news.